If you click on google.com, you will find a predominantly white screen with less than 40 words on it. That's it. Compare it to other search engines where the user is confronted with hundreds of words. More than 75% of all web searches are done in Google. They are simple, so it appeals. As we look at today's chapter, we find that Paul is calling us to go Google with our Christianity. Listen to it in 2 Corinthians 11:3. He says, "I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ." I love that word, simplicity. The goal of Satan is to lead you from that. Simple is in, complex is out. Paul is telling us that Satan is a complicator of things. His goal is to move you from simplicity to complexity. And the most important thing Satan wants to complicate is how you become a Christian. And yet Christianity is very Google-ish. Consider Romans 10:9, which is only 26 words. Here it is: that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. See, religions want to add to the big 26. Carry a briefcase, go on a missions trip, die as a martyr, cut your hair, wear this dress, don't eat this. The list goes on and on. Confess Jesus with your mouth and believe God raised him from the dead and you will be saved. Add anything else to those 26 Google-ish words and you have been led astray from simplicity as Eve was. God makes it simple for us. I love the name Jesus. It's so simple. Maybe not to us today, but back then, definitely. It was one of the most common names of the first century. It was like someone naming their child John or Scott or Joe. God did not give Jesus some space-age name, Moonstruck, Alpha Man, or Zorg. God picked a common name and then gave Jesus a job as a carpenter, a common occupation at that time. Not something as spectacular as technology director for Jerusalem. It was simply a job to build stuff like a table out of wood. He wasn't creating things as he did in Genesis, but he was building tables like we do. God is simple, Satan is complicated. You see, Jesus boiled down 613 commandments to two. Why? That's what Jesus does. He doesn't complicate life, he uncomplicates it. Sin complicates your life. Have sex outside the boundaries of the covenant of marriage and watch how life gets complicated for you. God is really simple, Satan complicates. Finally, think how simple the playlist of heaven is. Today in churches around the world, think of all the songs people are singing and all the lyrics we have to put on the screen. Now think of heaven and the angels. They are singing one song with three words. Here it is: holy, holy, holy. Why do the angels sing the same song? Why wouldn't you think that after four millennia, some angels would say, okay, we got it. We don't even need words on the screen anymore. Holy, holy, holy. Can we do some Elevation or Hillsong music? Why do they sing the same song? My simple take is that every time the angels look at Jesus, they cover their eyes when they see him. I think they forget the words so that all they can say over and over again is holy, holy, holy. The closer you get to the living God, the simpler things become. God helps to simplify things, and Satan complicates them. Let's Google with our Christianity.